Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Creation Energies with me, Brenda Hoffman. For those of you who would like to read my written blog, that's Brenda's blog, it's called, and that's at lifetapestrycreations.com. Lifetapestrycreations.com. Different times for sure. It is like a global event that has changed the world in a matter of days. Dave and I are in our house. We're not going out. And if we do, we're very, very cautious, you know, to get groceries and whatever, wearing plastic gloves and that kind of thing. Neither one of us are afraid of getting the virus as much as the more all of us work together to contain it, the more rapidly we can be creating our new world, if you will. So it's been peaceful, boring, fun, it, just all sorts of things because it's the new normal for at least a period of time. So all of you out there, take care of yourselves, do what feels right for you, and it will be right for everyone. So let's see what we get for the next few days. Dear one, you are that the economy, there's just, fear is just rampant. There is no other way of saying it other than there's fear in everything. Looking at someone gives you fear, you see, is we will tell you that in the next few days it's going to calm down. Ah, many of you are saying, does that mean that it will be over? Not necessarily, no. But what will, the difference will be is you will adjust to the new normal. Do you remember moving into a new home or a new community or a new school, how frightened you were at the beginning until you adjusted, until you accepted it for what it was, that you weren't going back to your old home, that you weren't, it's a change. And while you are of the universes, you also are of the earth. And change always brings fear. And yes, what you're hearing from your leadership perhaps sounds strong, but as you take the time to move through the messages, you discover I'm pretty much on my own. I need to figure out what I need to do for me. And we will tell you, those of you listening, one right answer. But for those of you who have moved beyond 3D, there's also no wrong answer. For you have an inner voice telling you what is right for you. And in the next few days, you'll find that inner voice. Perhaps out of sheer boredom. Perhaps out of something more important than that. But you will find you. And you see, much of this self-isolation has more to do with who are you than catching virus or interacting with others. So listen to your inner voice, and you will do no wrong, as it were. Now, many of you listening said, it's not that simple. This is very dramatic. This is very terrible. Our world is falling apart, and we don't know what to do. Again, stop. Take some time to listen to you. And if there are no messages or signs or any other indicators, just wait. many, if not most of you, are already in your home, you have plenty of time, you see? In a sense, if you will, this is a time out from your normal routine. Not as a punishment, but as a way to find yourself. And granted, you still have your phones and computers and those kinds of things. But very few people will wish to be on those items day after day after will need to have some variety in their life. So they won't be able to be on a computer all day long or read all day long or exercise or walk or cook or whatever. It'll be more about what do I feel like doing now instead of, well, I have to do this, so okay, I will do this, so I have to do this because I have to do this. What has been your life until now? Do you see what we're saying? It is almost as if your world has come to a stop. So you could find out more about who you really were, not who you should be, not who you want to be. And by the way, many of you in the workaday world were often about, I want to be there because I get a greater salary. I want to be there because it's a better title. I want to be. But who you are, that's what's happening now. Minute by minute, you're finding out who you are, what's important to you. And granted, there's a boredom that is part of that. But by the same token, most of your shoulds have dropped away. Now it's a matter of filling your time instead of I should do this, I should do that, I should do that. And so you're saying, maybe I want to journal a bit. Maybe I want to watch television programs. That'll be fun. Maybe you want to read. Maybe you want to garden. Maybe you want to cook. Maybe you want, you see? What gives you joy? And so many of you were saying to yourself and others, well, I really don't have time to find my joy. I don't have time right now is because I have to do this and this. Now you have, as it were, all the time in the world. Every profession, every person, every individual is finding out what gives them joy. Now, was this brought upon by the universes as a punishment, as a forcing you into finding joy? No. In fact, it was brought on by those just awakening to expedite their awakening. You see, when you were doing all that you were doing to transition, you had to work, you had to care for your children, you had to do all the things in 3D society, yet take some time to find out who you were. It was a prolonged process. It wasn't a dedicated time. You know, there were pieces all over the internet about if you have 5 minutes, do this. If you have 10 minutes, do this. Now, those transitioning, those just starting now, have days to work through the pieces that you were allowed perhaps 20 minutes a day or 15 minutes a day. Do you see? Is by self-isolating, by being around fewer people, by having fewer responsibilities, there's more time to process the transition for those just awakening. And for those who have awakened, it's a time to find what gives you joy? What are you pining for that you can't do where you are now? You see? Or what are you finding that you didn't know you enjoyed? You see? So it is. This will not last forever. This time will not last forever. Just long enough for all of you to find yourself. And so it is. So be it. Thank you for listening. And I'll talk to you again next week. Good day.